Good morning to all the Spanish colleagues who are also online, the SAECA colleagues from Castilla and León, and the representatives of Cajamar, who are also an essential element of this instrument that I'm going to explain now. As regards my presentation, I will now focus on how it all started and how this financial or centrally managed financial instrument started. Let me ask you not to use this acronym. I will just mention it as the instrument, okay? But I will always be meaning the centrally managed financial instrument, and I will be speaking about the instrument. This is what I will focus on my presentation today, because it's also the strength of this model. We will also speak about the agents participating on this instrument, and of course the characteristics of the instrument, and what is the standpoint, what's our situation in this year 2020. Next slide, please. Just to give you some context in the framework of 2013 and the reasons why Spain decided to make the decision to use this instrument, it's important to highlight the regulation where this was all based. It is the regulation 1303, which provided the possibility to the authorities to use the structural funds. I will be speaking about the Rural Development Fund. And this regulation opens up a new opportunity, which is using financial instruments to support investments that somehow do not find viability in the markets or enough support from the markets. This is why there was a big gap opened up in terms of using these structural funds. What are the options that we have here? Next slide here. At this point in time, this regulation already gave us some clues as to how we could assemble these instruments. It offered us the possibility to create instruments at national level or at regional level, but at the same time, within the fourth point letter B, it establishes the possibility to trust execution tasks by the managing authorities to either public or private bodies. So I'm giving you some clues as to where can we see our scheme or what is the birth of this program. We will now see how all the pieces of the puzzle matched. Next slide, please. Under this situation, in the case of Spain, we had many possibilities, but also big challenges were ahead of us in terms of crystallizing this program. Just to remind you, from the point of view of the rural development programs, 18 programs were approved. Out of them, 17 corresponded to the autonomous regions in Spain, 17 regional programs, so to speak, and one national programs. This is why we have 18 managing authorities at the same time. And this is the challenge, really. How can we harness the opportunity of the regulation in order to lever all the synergies amongst the regions, but respecting their peculiarities in every region? And on the other hand side, how to integrate on a collective framework with one single instrument. I will let you know some of the decisions we made. Not all the regions and not all the managing authorities decided to be included in this instrument, because it was just voluntary. Its adherence was voluntary, so not all the 18 regions adhered to it, because it was voluntary, but some of them did. And I have to say that at national level, the managing authority for this national program wasn't part or member of this instrument, because it was considered that the regional authorities would have that need. When we speak in the next presentation about the prospects for the future, I will let you know what are the new things coming up that we are thinking of at national level. It's not decided yet, but we will of course support the continuation of this instrument, but we're also thinking about other opportunities. Next slide, please. Once we've seen how we created the document foundation that we had to support on, we made decisions. The managing authorities and the ministry together decided the following: creating an instrument that would be national, at national level. That is, we would have standardized conditions for all the autonomous communities or managing authorities that would like to voluntarily adhere. But every autonomous community would decide in what measures of the rural development program would they like to grant loans. So each territory would keep their own decisions. So there were kind of game rules that would be standardized for all of them, but the regions in Spain may decide in what specific measures would they like to combine grants and loans. At this point in time, it was also decided that the execution would be done by a public body, which is the Ministry of Agriculture, us, and we would be the beneficiaries or recipient of this fund of funds. This was created with the contributions of the different autonomous communities in Spain. So this could be the summary, of course, a very short summary of the structure that was designed for the centrally managed financial instrument. Let's see now what are the stakeholders of this instrument. Next slide, please. I forgot to mention that all these was grouped or bundled because, as you know, we have many regionalized programs, but this regulation establishes the need for common elements to be gathered under a national framework of rural development. And this is the national framework that was created, and this is where we established the financial instrument for the different regions in Spain. Next slide, please. Here we can see a summary of the types of agents or stakeholders that we participate. It's not only four. This is important to be said. In the group of banks, there is a high number of financial institutions, but this is the typology or type of stakeholders involved. So on the one hand side, we have the managing authorities of the rural development programs. They have a key role that decide to voluntarily adhere. Of course, the State Agricultural Guarantee Institution, SAECA in Spanish. Our colleagues will provide you with much detailed information. Then financial entities, the banks that would be entering into the loans, and the Ministry of Agriculture. And we will now see what are our different tasks. So as you can see, this is a system for governance and coordination. We have to highlight here the great effort carried out in terms of coordination so that all the parties cover their own competencies and feel comfortable in this collaboration framework. Next slide, please. What are the functions that each of us carry out? Well, of course, it's impossible to gather in one single slide the whole work and day-to-day work that each of these stakeholders carries out, but I just wanted to highlight the main ones, the main competencies. However, we will receive much more information from our colleagues from Castilla y León, one of our regions in Spain, who were the pioneers and the leaders, the flagship of this instrument, because it was the first managing authority who decided to adhere to the centralized model. So I would like to use the opportunity to congratulate them, to congratulate the decision they made, because they are really a great example for other regions, and they have facilitated our daily work. So now the managing authority will explain this now.
If I'd like to stress something, I have to stress the financial contribution to the financial instrument. It comes from the EIFRD funds and are the one that could ask loans in order to combine them with grants. I would like to talk about the main activities that SECA works on, but I insist Jaime will explain his daily basis work later on. And in red, you can see guarantee subscription loan by loan. They are the one responsible for that. This is just one of their activities, but of course they have a lot of much more main activities. Let's see the Agriculture Ministry, the follow-up of the instrument. Of course, behind our work, and I have to say my team is here in the room. The daily work in the administrative point of view, it's very difficult because all this coordination net is materialized with convention, bilateral convention with the ministry and managing authorities, with financial entities. So the administrative net is very difficult to handle. And then we have to stress our role as a follow-up and control with all the stakeholders. Next slide, please. Now, let's skip to the next one. Thank you. Thank you. In this slide, we sum up very quickly the process which the person concerned, the person who wants to ask for a loan, should go through in order to start this process. First, the regions that decide to sign up will have a call for these aids, and they will decide in which call and the conditions for the loans. In this case, we included the logo of the Castilla-León region. As we said, it was a pioneer. And again, I'd like to congratulate the colleagues of Extremadura because they were the second to adhere to this process. And yesterday, they published the ruling to offer the loans in order to help the youth. Then, once this grant call is published, farmers, young people, any person from the agriculture and agri-food sector that wishes to benefit from this lot, they can ask, they can start the process. And this is also optional, and they can address the bank or the managing authorities. The banks can also facilitate this process. Then we go to the fourth step. SAECA will analyze this application to see if it is feasible in a credit viewpoint, and it will issue a report to communicate the positive or negative result for the credit feasibility. And then we will recognize the right to the guaranteed loan. Normally, this process lasts 6 months, the formalization lasts 6 months. And then we go to the last step, the materialization of the signature of the contract with the banks. You can see that the process is not easy. Every stakeholder has its step, and coordination, communication between us, it's paramount. Let's skip to the next slide, please. Some advantages and main points of our system. Of course, in the core of the instrument, we see the governance. If governance is absent and well designed and clear, the instrument will not be working. And
As I said, the governance is paramount, as well as coordination between stakeholders. As I said before, we have scale economies as we integrate in a single instrument different contributions, and we have common procedures. In the ministry, we facilitate the administrative work, so every managing authority that wishes to participate, they have the same rules. Let's skip to the next slide. Let's see a sum up. I'm sorry, I'm going quickly. These are the characteristic of our instrument in the financial viewpoint. What did we wish to achieve with this instrument? As we said, this is a fund of funds. We want to regroup the contributions of RDPs under the same structure to improve the negotiation position or the products that financial entities can offer. This instrument is based on a portfolio guarantee with a maximum limit. I'll go and explain the diagram on the right corner. If we see this graphic on the horizontal line, we can analyze how would the instrument provide support loan by loan. 80% of the guarantee of an individual loan will be covered by the instrument of the centrally managed financial instrument. I wouldn't say 100%, but at least 80% in the case of non-compliance, the instrument will cover it. And only 20% will be covered by the bank. This will be the analysis loan by loan. But if we analyzed the portfolio, then we go on the vertical line. We analyze all these loans, all the portfolio that includes all the formalized loans. This financial instrument covers 20% of the portfolio, and over this 20%, then the banks will cover the guarantee. This scheme shows the benefits from both stakeholders. First, for the person that asked for the loan, because in that way the bank will offer some loans that maybe due to the profiles of these people, well, they wouldn't normally provide financial support. So we think that with this system they provide this support. And then let's not forget financial entities. With this model, they feel more comfortable, because in this situation, otherwise wouldn't see the light. To have over 20% non-compliance of payments and the bank covering 100% of this warranty of the portfolio, well, it's very complicated to reach that situation. So in this matter, decisions are made easy and they offer the products to the final consumer and to financial entities. And of course, we are talking about loans. These loans are reimbursable. They need to be reimbursed. And so this money can be reused at a different time for another goal. Let's skip to the next slide. I'll end my presentation by stating some landmarks. We sum up here from 2015 to 2020. This path hasn't been easy, and in this 5-year time, a lot of stakeholders, a lot of people made a lot of effort. First landmark, as I said, this instrument saw the light, we included it in the national framework of rural development. This is the framework where the instrument was included. In 2016, this is another requirement in order to work with this instrument. In 2016, we provided an ex-ante assessment. During the Q&A, we can talk a little bit more of this process of the ex-ante assessment. It is not an easy process. It took 18 months from the start to the end. At the beginning, it was designed for the whole country, but at the moment, only five regions showed some interest. So this ex-ante assessment was to be adapted to these regions, to these five regions that are stated in there. In 2017, we signed the convention with SAECA, great milestone, and we also signed the financing agreement with Castilla y León. It's signed up for this instrument, but until 2019, you can see it in right, this first loan was not materialized. Elvira talked about it. In March 2019, the first loan in Castilla y León were formalized. In 2019, Extremadura was the second region to adhere to this instrument. Let's skip to the next slide. We can see the current situation of setting up. We have Castilla y León and Extremadura, and we have Galicia and Asturias too. Of course, more regions were provided with an ex-ante assessment, and this work, I hope this work can be useful to other regions. I hope after this seminar, more regions will be willing to sign up, and we will be glad to welcome them. Next slide. These are the financial entities that already take part in the instrument. As you can see, 15 banks decided to offer this kind of products in the portfolio. And naturally, we invited to this presentation, to this webinar, to Cajamar, because it's the entity that formalized more loans, but we don't want to not talk about the work of other 15, 14 banks that have worked properly with this instrument. I wouldn't like to stop in this slide because the Castilla y León colleague will talk about the details of the loans. With this slide, I just wanted to provide some figures so that the audience can see what are the amounts. We're talking about 290 recipients and over 65 million euros in loans. The colleague will talk about this and the kind of investment that we are supporting. When we talk in this slide of 4.1, 4.2, this is how we call the rural development measures. In this case, we refer to agriculture and agri-food operation. Next slide. With this slide, we wish to inspire when analyzing, when we have a lot of loan application, we wish to analyze what are the kind of loans, what kind of people are incorporating this instrument, this financial instrument. In 2019, through the investment measure, what kind of operations we were supporting. We can see that in the last of the bars, in the case of Castilla y León, this is, as I insist, a partial picture. We are supporting crop operations. And this should be an inspiration for future works. We focus on analyzing what recipients are signing up for the instruments in order to provide or improve the instruments and the products. We also want to analyze the age, the technical economic orientation, the physical and economic dimension of the operation, the duration of the loan. Of course, we wish more managing authorities to take part in it. The work is already there. We are working on it.
And of course, as ministry and as administration, we wish to simplify the procedures for the stakeholders. And in this last slide, we wanted to show where to consult the information on the instruments. Of course, so you can see it in the web page and the electronic headquarters. And we are developing an IT app that every stakeholder can use, so we can all have a single database, and we all have the information in real time. So this is a main coordination job and main managing work. So this is the end of my presentation. Of course, I've been clear in my speech. Thank you.